So in California, the commission consists of 14 members. 5 are Republicans, 5 are Democrats, and 4 are independents. And most proposals in places like Illinois or Pennsylvania that have come up since then have also tried to carve out a place for independents on the commission. And you know, that's generally been something that people like. Voters like it. You know, it sort of makes sense to people. Right? You know, not everyone is a D or an R. And there should be a place for people who are independents or supporters of minor parties to be on the commission. And so that has definitely been the trend. And you know, the other neat thing about California that has worked really well is that every group has to approve a map. So Democrats have to approve the map, Republicans have to approve a map, and independents have to approve a map. And so you have to try to get a majority of each group. And that has fostered negotiation. It's fostered, you know, a much more consensus-oriented process just by the design of the commission.
Another proposal I've heard some about is, or not a proposal, a way that it's done is in Iowa, that it does give the legislature a role, but it's a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of role.
Yep. So in Iowa, the state legislative agency draws the maps and the legislature gets to vote the maps up or down. And if it votes the maps down a second time, then it can draw its own maps. It's never come to that. They've always adopted the maps that the legislative agency has proposed. And many people look to Iowa as a possible model, although the people in Iowa would tell you themselves that they don't think that they're necessarily a very good model for the rest of the country, namely in the sense that Iowa is very uninteresting in a demographic sense. It's almost uniformly white. The population is evenly spread out. It's fairly, you know, evenly divided in terms of partisanship. When you have that, it's easier to draw maps. And when you have states that are more complicated demographically, like California, where you have lots of different ethnic groups sometimes living on top of each other, and you have to make complicated judgments about who sort of wins out or which group should have priority over another group when you can't satisfy everybody, you know, that's a different negotiation.